Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to July, July 1st. How about that? Half of the year is almost over. Welcome to 15-Minute Conundrum. I am your host, Miss Ricky R. Jones. Thank you. You could have been anywhere, but you chose to be with me tonight, and I truly do appreciate it. You can call in at 347-826-9723. Press the number 1. That's 347-826-9723. You can press the number 1. You can also hit me up on Facebook, the Hand and Footprints page, and I will make sure that I will get on and I'll make sure that I see you and get you in the loop of the conversation. Anyway, so for those of you who this is your first time being on the 15-Minute Conundrum, welcome. I truly thank you. I hope you are enjoying your first day of July. Yay! For all my Cancerian babies out there, you get ready to celebrate. And the only reason why I bring this is because July is like one of the craziest months for me for birthdays. So it's like every week is a birthday, like every week, I mean literally. So shouts out to all of you all who celebrate in July. But like I said, for those of you, this is your first time being on the 15-Minute Conundrum, welcome. I truly appreciate it. And for those of you who are constant supporters, thank you so very much. I take it, you know, like I don't take it lightly that you guys are on with me, and I appreciate it. All right, so for those of you, this is your first time, let me explain and remind others about the 15-Minute Conundrum. This is all about any particular conversation that I've had or something that's going on in the news, listening to music, anything like that that comes across my mind. And a conundrum is basically a difficult question or a problem. Now, granted, we may not be able to solve the problem tonight, but we darn sure can put it on the table and we can put it out there. So let me remind you, 347-826 is the number, 347-826-9723. Press the number 1. So tonight's conundrum started exactly like normally it's from, like I said, from either listening to something and, you know, whatever's going on. Let me tell you, it is a whole lot going on and a whole lot has gone on this week. I couldn't wait to get on with you. But what really kind of made the deciding factor for tonight's conundrum was a Facebook conversation that I was having with one of my supporters and listeners. Shout out to you, Brian G. I see you on air. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. You were definitely the catalyst to kind of really give me the question for tonight. And like I said, it has been an awesome week of ups and downs for the country, and in the fact that we're in the midst of celebrating this country's independence, it kind of all ties into the theme and everything that's been going on. So tonight's conundrum is, if we are so free, how come? I'm going to say that again. If we are so free, how come? And what we're going to do with that how come, we're going to fill in the blanks for the how come. 347-826-9723. All right, so let's go. We are so free. How come? Shout out to the Supreme Court of the United States of America, SCOTUS or SCOTUS, whatever, however you want to say it. But if you have noticed the hashtag SCOTUS, at first I was like, what? What in the world? I wasn't paying attention, but then I got it. And shout out to them for making it so that anyone, regardless of sexual orientation, can get married. So shout out to them to saying, hey, just because you're homosexual does not mean that you don't have the right to be able to marry who you wish and be able to leave your property, leave your earthly possessions and your affairs to someone that you love and someone that you consider to be a mate. So shout out to them. And I'm very proud of that. But what I want to know is, if we're so free, how come we even have to go through this whole ideology and this whole argument of people having the right to who they want to marry? Who are we to tell people who they can get married? I know there's some of you all who are of the belief that marriage is between particular genders, a man and a woman. All right, and I'm not knocking you for your belief. That is your belief. But if you look at by law and by definition, marriage is a binding contract between two persons. Didn't say which two persons. It just said between two persons. So how come we're so free? How come the law had to remind everybody that this is a binding contract between two people? Why are you worried about who they're marrying, who they're going to leave their wealth to, who they're going to leave their finances to, who's going to take care of them, who's going to have the necessary? Why are you worried about somebody else's right? Shouldn't people have a right to say, well, if I'm on my deathbed and the doctor needs to have a discussion on what to do, they can't have it with you because you're not, because what, because we're the same sex? That's ridiculous. We're so free. How come? How come the law had to figure it out? And we're so free, how come that, and everybody can practice whatever religion and whatever beliefs they have. But in this society, if we're so free, because we can do what we want to do for the most part, as long as it's not infringing on anybody else's rights, how come people so bent out of shape about who people want to marry and who people want to leave their property to? Because, I mean, really, and if you look at law-wise, that's really what it's about. These, it gives the people opportunity to have people have decisions, have people to have them on their insurance. Don't you want that for your family? Family is family. It doesn't make a difference how they're made up. Family can be anyone, right? Your blood, people who marry in, people who are adopted in, but they're still family, right? Okay, so what's the difference between two people of the same gender getting married and having the same rights? Again, supposed to be a free country, right? And we're supposed to be created equal. We're supposed to be able to have the opportunity to pursue the happiness, right? So why is it that we're so doggone free that people have to actually still have to make the law to say whether or not people who are citizens, mind you, who are citizens, all right? So that's the one thing I'm talking about. I mean, we got a whole bunch of how comes for this week because it's been an awesome week of things going on in the country. 347-826-9723. Press the number 1 or hit me up on Facebook and let's have the conversation going on. But anyway, so furthermore, we're so free, right? I'm still going with that. We're so free. Now, unfortunately, the same ups and downs that we've had this week, unfortunately, we've also had to lay to rest 9 of our citizens who were minding their business, praising the God that they serve, praying, gathering, being together in a place that they found to be a refuge, some place to be safe, some place where they could take all the troubles of the world and lay it on the altar and pray that the Lord will help them take care of it and figure it out and all of that. In this land of being free, how come one person gets to decide to take 9 people's lives because he allegedly doesn't like the color of their skin? Why is that? How come? We're so free. We can't even be free enough to stay in our own places of worship and have to worry about people coming in to murder us? Are you kidding me? We're so free. How come that's going on? And then to flip all it around, how come it's still a crime? We're so free in this country, but it's still a crime. This man committed murder. And the verbiage that has been used throughout media to describe this heinous act. And I find it amazing that in a land of freedom, and we talk about all the freedoms that we have and people doing what they do, and it's a crime. It was a crime. It's a crime that's on American soil. And anything we've deemed to happen on America's soil to our own American citizens, we call it terrorism. Well, why can't it be a terroristic act that this young man performed? It was on American soil. It was against American people. Isn't that terror? He put terror into the fears of the people who were in that place of worship. So in this land of free, how come we're not calling this what this is? You can put any name you want to put. It's a hate crime. Yeah, because clearly he hates life. not even just the color of the skin of life, but just life in general. Clearly, he hates his own. He terrorized these people. So, yeah, it's a terroristic act. And above all else, it's murder. It's murder. And why are we in this land of free? Why are we sugarcoating what it is? We can put the label on everything else, but why are we sugarcoating what this foolishness is? Explain that to me. Please help me. Help me, somebody. You all calling in? Tell me what it's all about. All right? So that's that. 347-826-9723. To further go on to talk about what's going on, even just with the nine in Charleston, what has stemmed from that? I mean, I don't know how many times we have to recognize that we do have a communication problem when it comes to ethnicity, because I'm not going to call it racism, because racism is the belief in one race. And last time I checked, all of us were human. We're different ethnicities. So the problem that we have is the communication and lack thereof between the ethnicities, between the cultures, between the different aspects that make up this free country. So we still have this conversation going on about what's this and what's that, black and white. And it's not even just black and white. Let me tell you something. Prejudice and discrimination go all the way through. It doesn't make a difference if you're black or if you're white. No. Because if you notice, with Donald Trump running his mouth about immigrants, and last time I checked, in this land of free and home of brave, no one here is original except for the Native Americans. Everybody is a damn immigrant. Last time I checked. We can all say that we were born and bred here, now that we're here, but no one can say they're originally American. Why? Because we're all doggone immigrants. We immigrated, we migrated from some other. Here you have discrimination, and it doesn't matter. And a lot of people, this is what kills me too. How come we're so free? How come in a world, in a society where you have different ethnicities, everybody keeps getting stuck on thinking that racism, like they like to call it, discrimination, is only between black and white. It ain't between black and white. It's also between the folks who just look at somebody who thinks anybody is different. Like I said, Donald Trump running his big fat trap talking about, and the immigrants and the Mexicans and just and lumping everybody together. You know, there's a difference between someone who's from Mexico and someone who's from Spain. There's a difference from somebody who is from the Caribbean as opposed to somebody who is from Africa, someone who's from Ireland as opposed to someone who is from Amsterdam. I mean, come on. Let's just get this all together. Everyone is different. We're all the same because we're humans, but everyone is different. So in this flipping country of freedom, how come you have people still running their ignorant mouths about dumbness? So now you see he ran his mouth, and what has happened? Money talks. That's the real color. That's the real color that makes sense in this doggone country. Quite honestly, it's the color of green. Money talks. So people of Spanish and Latino descent said, you know what? You have run your mouth a little bit too much. Guess what we're going to do? We're going to protest until they get, or whoever is in the powers to be, fix you from running your mouth. But the sad thing is, in a land of the free, we're so doggone free, how come they have to do something like that? Why do they have to gather up and rally up themselves together to get out and send out a message to tell people, to get people to understand who they are and to get people to understand that we're going to be respected and we have rights? 2015, good grief, people, we're still doing the same foolishness? I mean, really? How come? 347, I see you all kind of don't want to get in on this. Okay, that's all right. I'll wait. I'm going to give it some time because I have a list of things of how come. 347-826-9723. 347-826-9723. Press the number 1. Hit me up on Facebook. And let's see what's going on. You can start this conversation and everything else and continue conversation as to get off the air. But here's my other list of how come. So we're still going on with this whole idea of what's been going on lately. So we've talked about, for those of you who are just joining us, welcome. We've already talked about the decision for the equality of gay marriage. We've talked about the Charleston Nine. We're talking about, you know, Donald Trump and his big fat mouth, and talking about the folks who, people of Hispanic and Latino descent with the dumbness. Here's my next: in this land of the free, how come? So we have a lot going on in the news. We know that there's an issue between the ethnicities. It's about communication and understanding. All right. Now, it's also, too, we have some ignorant people. And it's not a whole lot of ignorant people, but there's enough of them that they make a stink. But there are a lot of ignorant people running around and, you know, kind of stirring up the pot. But this is the other thing I want to know. How come we have all this going on? And I'm coming at the media. How come we have all this going on? And, you know, there have been churches that have been being burned in the last week. I mean, black churches on a consistent basis, 2 and 3 in the same day. A couple of them started in Charlotte, North Carolina, and, I mean, they've been spreading, excuse the pun, like wildfire. I mean, and no one's talking about it. I'm not saying we don't have a lot to talk about. We have celebrations. We also need to have this discussion about what's going on. We also need to talk about the Confederate flag and park a pin in that, because I'm going to come back to that in a minute. But the people are burning churches, people. And why are we not galvanizing and having the conversation about that? How come in this land of free, I'm going to say it again, places of worship. Isn't that what this country was founded on anyway? Isn't that why, I mean, last time I checked, anybody who's out there, and you can correct me on my history, but last time I checked in my history, part of the reason why we formulated these colonies and formed into countries, and we hold these truths to be self-evident, to be created equal, is because we were fleeing religious persecution, and folks wanted to do and wanted to celebrate religion. Their theories, the ideology, the theology of it, however, all of them got together to come to the country and say, hey, first of all, we want to run our own businesses and we want to praise our own God. Explain to me, in this country that was built on the premise of being free and safe to do as you please as far as worship, why in the same hand do we have people burning, flipping churches? Really? Why? Good evening, caller. Welcome to Hannah Footprints. How are you? Caller? All right, we thought the caller was ready, but they weren't ready. But anyway, so in this land of, this is what we came here for. You know, why are the churches being burned? And then on top of that, we're not talking about it. You're hearing little sprinkles. You're seeing little splashes here and there on social media, but not the full-fledged one. And listen, I was the first one shouting out the fact that, you know, of what was going on with Charleston 9, with gay rights, with what's going, just everything. I've been, you know, I've been on social media and I've been putting my, you know, saying stuff out there, been out there. But I'm also saying about, too, what the heck is going on while we're not talking about this? This is absolutely ridiculous. Let's try it again. Hello, caller. How are you?
Hello. How's she upon your life, Sister Ricky?
Hey, Brother O. How you doing?
First of all, you hit the nail on the head tonight talking about, you know, separatism. You know, we are all Americans. We're the only country in the free, prosperous world of interchange or exchange that holds race when it comes down to the prosperity of a nation. They don't do it in France. They don't do it in England. They don't even do it in Germany now. None of the EU holds, you know, that stigma upon their citizens. They all fight as one, and they're all unified as one. So, of course, to answer your question about the colonies and all such, get justice in a stolen land. Can I get a witness on that one, Sister Ricky? And then, two, I charge also, like I said last night on my program, the African American. Stop worrying about separatism in your own race. Somebody's light, somebody's dark, somebody's Muslim, somebody's Christian, somebody's Buddhist, somebody's Scientologist, whatever. Can you be black first? Can you be black first? Consciously on being black and being unified. And then maybe the other races of this country would take, you know, the African-American experience serious. Once again, girlie, I know this is going on to another, but you know, why, right? We look small to the world every time we listen to Fetty Wap talking about track queens. We look small to the world every time we wear our pants sagging. We look small to the time we call our women, you know, B's and H's. We look small to the world when we don't want to do our homework, even though it's a miseducation. Okay, granted, you know, I'm going there about education because you're an educator, right? Granted, we know that our public schools fail our children all across the country, right? But it's the parents' job to be able to supplement that miseducation with education. Am I right? If you know your kid is not he don't know his vocabulary words, then you need to set up a time where you set up your own vocabulary words and have him understand it, and also have him be able to spell the words. Can I get a witness? I mean, there's no excuses.
Oh, definitely.
Yes, you
definitely
do. You have 20 minutes. I think every parent has 20 minutes. I challenge everybody on Hanson Footprints 15-Minute Conundrum franchise to take 20 minutes with your child and have them do vocabulary. Go to the Webster's Dictionary, find the words that your child can use in their everyday life in their grade, and give them 10 words a week. If you notice that the schools are not giving vocabulary, I'll give you a good example. And I had to come on. This is my fire, okay? This is Oladeli and Ngozi doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a god. You should worship me. But that's not the point tonight. I'm on Ricky Jones' show. We have kids that write down things phonetically, Sister Jones. They write down words, you know, consciousness, and they don't even spell consciousness right. Or, they write down any word, reminisce, and they don't look like reminisce. What you do is if the word that you see him write down wrong or she write down wrong, you write that down and say, okay, spell that. This is okay. I see what's going on, son or daughter. Don't worry about it. Every time you see your son or daughter misspell a word on a paper, on a test, what have you, make sure they correct themselves right then. Look at your child's homework. Stop looking at social media. I am the God to be worshipped. Oladele Malewa Ngozi saying, I'm the one and only Ricky Rochelle Jones. If you want to worship somebody, come to my church and worship me.
Oh, God.
I'm out.
But you bring up some points, Brother O, and that's where we're going with this whole thing of we're in this land of free. How come we still have to do certain things? It's 2015. Why do we even have to deal with the concept of people still not liking somebody for their color? Like, come on. That went out with button shoes. I mean, it's ridiculous. It really is ridiculous. We have evolved. Folks have done things. We have done things as a race. When I say a race, again, I'm saying a human race. We have evolved. Why are we still hung up on, well, because you're this, you can't do that. Because you're that, you can't do this. But we sit up here and talk about what rights and freedoms that we do have and what rights and freedoms we celebrate, and we're still here. I mean, why are we not talking about these black churches? First of all, why is anybody burning a church? I'm not even getting the fact of the ethnicity of the church, but why in the world, in this day and age, why is somebody burning a church, period? Period. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. It's the same thing of even overseas. Why are people bombing synagogues? Why are people bombing temples? Why are people why? That is just absolutely crazy to me. It is absolutely crazy to me. It is crazy to me that in this land of the free, how come? Why do we have issues between our police and our communities? I don't understand that. I was a friend of mine was on one of the sports she was on. She was talking. She put a post up, and she was talking about how, you know, she doesn't discuss a whole lot in front of her young grandchildren, which really that's what you shouldn't do anyway. You shouldn't talk a whole lot of grown folks stuff in front of the kids anyway, but that's a whole nother conundrum. And she was saying how even with her not having a whole conversation in front of her grandchild. Kids are perceptive and they pick up things. And she was saying how, you know, they were out somewhere and the child was a little leery of the police officer. When I was coming up, I was never leery of a police officer. Well, I knew if he was coming one way, I'm going to speak and I'm going to go in the other way. It's just like we talked about with the crowds. And, you know, a girlfriend and I were talking today when we were kids and if there was a fight or something going on and the police came, everybody were just like bugs when the lights go on and they ran in a different direction. How come in this land of the free do we have to have our police officers putting body cams on so we can see what's going on? Really? There's some things I just don't want to see that they have to face. And I have some friends who are police officers, and some of the things that they tell me during the course of the day that they have to put up with, and these are the good, decent officers. We don't care what ethnicity they are. They're good, decent. They put on the shield. They put on their armor, and they go and they do work, the work that they're supposed to sign up to do. And they tell me some of the stuff that they see. I don't want to see all the stuff that they see because I always say God bless them. Because I'm going to tell you, as much as I love humanity, humanity has some stuff with them that everybody doesn't need to see. So how come in this day and age we have to go through all of that? How come there's no respect in between with adults and the kids and the teenagers and the men and the women in this land of free? How come no one is talking about what's going on? I know everybody's excited about the young woman who climbed up the doggone poles and she ripped down the Confederate flag. Let me say this. The opinions that I have are my opinion. You don't want to get along with that, and that's fine with me. It's my opinion. I am not caring about her climbing her happy sign up that pole, because my whole thing is this. If that Confederate flag was bothering you so much, I'm not condoning this flag. Now let me finish. If the Confederate flag was bothering you so much from the time that you came out of your mother's womb, why didn't you climb your happy self up there and rip it down every opportunity that you get? Why you wait till now to decide, oh, because I'm free? Babe, you've been free since you came out. Why didn't you climb up there and go get it? What I want to talk about is, it's not so much the Confederate flag, because we understand the history and everything about it. You know what's behind it? It's the laws that go behind it. That's what I'm concerned. Y'all want to protest? You want to climb up poles? You want to do this? You want to do that? How about, are you registered to vote? When was the last time you vote? Did you vote in every flipping election, not just the president because he was black? No, I'm talking about, did you vote for some of these judges? Did you read the ballots to see what the heck was on some of these agendas? And do you go to the city council? Do you know who your state representative is? Do you know who your governor is besides the one that you've already seen on TV? Is that the only time that you knew? I don't care that you climbed yourself up a pole. That makes no difference to me, because to me, and not doing anything, you didn't help my freedom. You didn't help the people the rest of your neighbors. You didn't help their freedom. You did it because you were free. That's a bunch of crap. And all y'all folks who are talking about, oh, she's such a hero, that's a bunch of crap. Have y'all voted? That's a hero to me. Do you know what's going on in your city council? That's a hero to me. Do you know what's going on in your kids' schools? That's a hero to me. Are you looking at the laws that are on the book? You want to be a hero to me? Let's look at the laws that's on the books and see how we can get that changed. You want me to protest? You want me to pick up my stick and go and signs and everything else? You want me to do all that? I'll do all that. I have no problem doing all that. But show me a reason why I'm going to do it. Show me a reason. Because let me tell you something. Every opportunity I get in my 40-plus years of this life that I've been blessed with, I can think of 5 times in my lifetime that I have not voted. 5 times. And I've been voting since I was 18, and I'm 40-something now. You do the math. You do the math, okay? I want to see what's on the books. I'm not going to get out and protest and all of that. I'll protest. But I'm going to tell you, I'm a firm believer in the revolution is not going to be flipping televised, okay? You want the revolution to come. You want the revolution to change. It is not going to be televised. If you look at the history of this country and how we did the Revolutionary War, it wasn't on social media. It wasn't passed down. You know what people did? They sat down and they wrote out a plan and they made certain concessions. They made certain laws and rules and regulations. They banded together to do this. So in this land of the free, how come the revolution is coming and you guys don't even see it? I don't understand it. We have churches burning. We have people still having issues with skin color. We have people who are still not registered to vote. We have not even a major election. Yes, we do have a major election coming up in 2016. But you all know that you have elections coming up this year in November? You have primary elections. You got a lot of these judges, those of you who voted, thank you. You have a lot of these judges who are going up, and these same judges are the ones who are going to pass down, who are going to look at these laws that are on the books and say yay or nay. Now, y'all can fuss about the Supreme Court of the United States, but they're only going to look at stuff on the big scale. You all have to look in these individual states, these 48 states, yes, it's 48, plus the contiguous, and you have, because remember, everything's not connected, and you have the D.C. and the District of Columbia, which is not a state. Hello. You have opportunity to get yourselves together. In this land of the free, how come, explain to me, explain why we have all this going on. This is absolute outrage. Our concern should be, what should be the next thing that we can do to improve ourselves? We shouldn't have to fight for health care. We shouldn't have to have people saying, well, when I get into office, I'm going to change all that. Then you're going to put a whole bunch of people that are going to be out without coverage. Why in this land of the free, why are we fighting about, well, who's going to do this and who's going to do that, and we're not going to look. We go over in everybody else's backyard and tell everyone else what they want to do and what we think they should do. And we need to clean up our own stuff. Take care of the stuff at home, because there's no reason why we should have issues with police officers the way that we do between communities. There's no reason why anyone should be burning a doggone church. There is no reason why people with mental illness are able to get a hold of guns and do what they want with the guns. There's no reason why we have criminals getting hold of guns. There's no reason why criminals should be escaping from prison and we can't flip and find them for 3, 4, 5, 10, whatever. There's no reason for that. How come in this land of the free we have all this ridiculous that we need not to have going on in 2015? Our children should not be going hungry. We should not have people who should fight for, who should have to fight and say, I should be making more than $7.25 an hour. This is ridiculous. Why do they have to go and protest the fact that they want to make more money? In this land of the free, everyone is supposed to be here for what? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, right? Isn't that our inalienable right? Didn't God, the Creator, give us those certain things to be able to do? So in this day and age, I'm asking, why in the world, in this land of the free, do we have all this foolishness going on? Why? Explain to me. You don't have all this going on in other countries. And I mean, now I'm not saying that our country is the worst country in the world, because it's not, because I'm pretty sure there's some other countries. But certain things that go on in our society, you don't see go on elsewhere, because people have other things to worry about besides somebody's skin tone. Not that I'm saying that discrimination and prejudice is not there. I'm not calling it racism, because that's not what it is, because we're all of the human race, and racism is the belief in one race, and there's only one race, it's human, okay? So please don't send me any messages about correcting me. Please don't. Because last time I checked, I did have a Webster's Dictionary. Anyway, I just don't get and I don't understand why in the world we have all of this freedom and people have to fight. They still have to fight for basic stuff. People have to fight for housing. People, our vets, do you understand we still have vets from different eras of wartime and in peace who are homeless, who are hungry, who are fighting for a job? Are you flipping kidding me? In 2015, in this land of the free, how come we have our vets out here and they are suffering? Are you kidding me? It's disgraceful. really what should, and if you heard that, no, 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 yes, that's my son in the background agreeing, no, we shouldn't have those kind of things going on. So thank you for appreciating and shouting out for that. You're right, babe. But why do we have our vets homeless? Why do we still even have people who are homeless? Why do we still even have people who are hungry? Why do we still have people who are poorly educated, miseducated? Now, I know in some cases people choose, they make choices upon themselves that they don't want to do this, don't want to participate in that. I'm not saying that. I'm talking about for people who are going, why do we have kids who are afraid to go to school because they're walking through a war zone in their own, excuse me, in their own doggone neighborhoods? Why do kids have to stay home because someone's shooting? Help me understand. Help me, help me, help me understand. I want to have this conversation to continue. I want you guys to get out there. Those of you who are out there and you're doing, you're pressing the hard work and you're out there on the foot, on the ground, by foot, and you're doing, you're trying to get people educated, you're trying to get people fed, you know, you're trying to get people the amount of compensation that they get, they're trying to get people their health coverage, you're trying to look out for your vets. Thank you so very much. Please believe me that I truly appreciate what you're doing. I really do. I truly do. For the rest of us who are sitting here and we're watching TV and we're on social media and we're making commentary and we're debating back and forth with each other about whatever we believe and don't believe and all this kind of crap, get the heck off of social media. If you want to use social media to use a platform for good. Make the change. Make the conversation be known. This is the land of the free. In certain day and age, certain things should not be going on. There should not be churches burning. There shouldn't be this whole idea of people are against someone because of their skin color. People shouldn't be running their mouth talking about, don't let the people over cross the border. And oh, come on. We're a whole flipping country of flipping immigrants. How are you going to tell somebody what they can and can't do for an opportunity of a lifetime? That's what your forefathers came to do, right? I really don't understand. I really don't understand. Shout out to Texas. Thank you. Thank you so very much because it's just been burning up inside of me. This is absolutely, and I thank, like I said, I thank one of the supporters and one of the listeners, Brian. Brian G., thank you so much for helping me kind of develop the catalyst of how I wanted to go. I knew I wanted to have a conversation about everything that was going on this week, and thank you for putting it over the top of why people were not talking about these churches being burned. Black churches, purple churches, whatever. No church, no church, no temple, no synagogue, no place of refuge should ever be bombed, burned, anything. It's absolutely atrocious in this land of the free. How come we have these? I know that's not good English for all of you English folks. I already know that. I did that for a purpose. So don't send me a message for that either. Thank you. I appreciate it. But why do we have these things going on? I just don't get it. I really don't get it. And as long as I have breath, I want to be able to bring this these different types of conversations. I thank you guys, as always, for your support. You have any comments, you have any questions, let's keep the conversation going. I'm actually going to be on Facebook for a little bit tonight if you guys want to continue the conversation with me, because I am going to put it out there. Why are we having these kind of things? If you know, and I'm charging all of you all who are listening, both online, who've called in, Facebook, everything else, please, one, take an introspective look at yourself. See what you're doing, because I'm going to do it too, because I want to make sure that all this passion that I'm giving out here and all this fussing that I'm doing and all this I'm talking, I want to make sure that I'm talking the talk and walking the walk too. I already know I'm a registered voter. I already know that the laws, especially when it pertains to having ID, I know what it is in Pennsylvania. I make sure that I tell everybody. So that's the first thing. I know that there's an election coming up in Pennsylvania, specifically in Philadelphia, for our next mayor. So I know. I'm on the road for that. I'm talking to people. I'm reminding you guys to make sure that you guys are registered to vote. I'm also going to do some research to see what books, what laws are on the books to really get into things that we need to discuss. Now, I don't know which mantle I'm going to take up as far as dealing with ethnic relationships or not. I don't know if that's my calling. I don't think that it is right now. I'm not getting that feeling. I'm more so of the, I'm more preventative. I'm a preventative type of person. So I like to look at, why do we have kids that are dropping out? Why do we have, like the brother O said earlier, why do we have adults and young folks kind of illiterate? Why? What's driving them to listen to the types of music that they are? What's making folks look at people a little bit differently? I want to get into all of that. Can we help? I want to get into the education. I want to get into helping. If we can head off some of these issues that we're still experiencing from the gate, if we can work on the poverty, if we can work on the crime, because the only reason why we have young folks so involved in crime is a couple of reasons, but the main reason is their minds are idle. They don't have anything. I'm on vacation this week. My son is home with me. We've been trying to do different things. They, you know, gearing up to the July celebration. Plenty of museums are free and they're open to the public. And one of the things he said to me today was, well, Mom, I didn't want to go to, it was the African American Museum that was open and free to the public today. And he was like, well, I didn't want to go. Well, I got ready to pitch a whole fit because I'm trying to figure out why he want to go. But he made a point to me. He said, well, Mom, we've been to that. I want to go to a museum that we haven't hit yet. And I got to thinking, like, oh, my gosh, like, hey, he's so right. And we're blessed. Because we've been able to see a lot of the museums because that's what we do. But how many of our other brothers and sisters out here didn't even know that some of these museums are free? What's going on in the neighborhoods? And what's free? And what's this? And what's low cost? So I'm saying that to say, in this land of the free, and how come we have some of these issues, some of the ways we can fix it, passing on knowledge. Knowledge is so powerful. When I got the email, someone texted me about the museum, I passed it on to the people. Now, I wasn't thinking. I should have done a mass blast text, and I should have gotten on social media, note to self. So those of you who are out there, look in your local areas and see what's going on in your neighborhoods, in your communities for the celebration, because we're still Americans. We might not be right. It's still like family. We might not be totally right, but we still have to celebrate what makes us unique, what makes us special. So make sure that you guys celebrate, okay? But while we have all of this going on, please figure out where your catalyst of change is going to come, all right? It's nice to have the conversation. It's nice to have the debate. But the revolution is not going to be televised. And I say that to say, when it comes, when the change comes, are you going to be standing on the outside watching it, or are you going to be part of the movement as it's changing? And you have, I want to be part of the movement. That's why I always say I'm a big fan of Gil Scott-Heron's poem. It will not be televised because I'm not going to tell you that I'm going to be part of the resistance. I'm just going to do it. I don't need to talk to you to death and tell you what I'm doing. I don't need any accolades. I don't need anybody to toot my horn. I want to be a part of that catalyst of change. I want to be a part of the revolution. So I'm not going to tell you. You're not going to see me. I'm not going to have grants in. I'm just going to get in. So I'm charging me, and I'm charging all of you. Please, in this day and age, please, 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 let's find out what's going wrong, and let's try to make it right. In this land of the free, home of the brave, let's do something with it. Thank you so very much. You guys have a fantastic 4th of July. There will be no Hand and Footprints airing on 4th of July, because I will be celebrating just like you guys will be celebrating and taking in the history that is being American and all that is laid before us. God willing, we'll do this next week. You can hit me up on social media, Facebook and Instagram, Google Plus, Twitter, all those places. But let's continue the conversation. I'm going to be on my Hand and Footprints page. Make sure that you hit me up there. God bless you. Good night.